A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. It is the NFL Roundup. Lots of NFL to discuss from over the weekend. Do you find yourself watching? Do you find it's harder to watch NFL when you have? You're covering the Utes, you know, on Saturdays, and so then do you think to yourself, "Oh, it's too much football," or do you allow yourself to just veg on Sunday?
I love to watch some of it. Just depends, you know, what things are going on.
Yeah, what you can pick up.
Loved watching the Ryder Cup, but
oh my heavens!
I just find it fascinating that at this time of year,
yeah.
You're 3-4 weeks into it, and you start to see trends, right? You see teams emerging as good teams.
Well, once they get to four games next week, you go, oh, we're a quarter way through the season here.
But what you see is you see the really good teams usually slip up. So it's not surprising, like you see
like
the Chiefs lose. Yeah. It's not surprising you see the Ravens should have lost kind of thing.
Or the flip side.
Or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. Or the flip side where you go, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's terrible week one. And then these last 2 weeks, he does Aaron Rodgers things, and they're good.
And these are those little indicators. And you know what they tell you? They tell you the football season is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long jog. And if you try to sprint through that first mile, you're toast for, you know, the next 25 miles. And that's one of those tough things. And as a player, you just learn how to pace yourself emotionally through a season. That's the biggest key, is understanding the emotion.
Okay, what about the part where Zach Wilson, as soon as you came in today, I said, dude, Zach Wilson, they got to be 26-0. And your question was, tell me again where they played. And I said, at Denver. And what was your response to that?
My response was, that was a pretty good score for the Jets in a rookie.
Well, you said, man, he's going to get his butt kicked. He's going to get his butt kicked in that situation.
That environment, it's one thing to go to Carolina. It's one thing to be at home against Bill Belichick, but it's another thing to go to Mile High Stadium. It's a thing. One of the best fan bases and passionate, and the Broncos are playing with massive confidence.
They're really good right now, yeah.
And they've got a great defense to start with. So you get in that environment as a rookie quarterback, and it's almost overwhelming to feel like you're going to have any shot of winning. I could have predicted that from a mile
he
away.
He had a pick. Look at you with working a mile in. I'm really proud of you. Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's good. Look at the smile on your face. You're such a doofus.
Well, no, because it just came to me in the moment.
No,
you know?
It's good.
Like, yeah,
oh, man.
Just thinking about it.
You're like an improv comedian, a sports improv comedian over here. Yeah. Hey, what do you tell fans who are obviously looking at Zach Wilson here locally, and they're going, well, I guess his career is over. He's terrible. Is that what you think? Well, I mean, you're talking about trends.
It's not the trend part. It's the marathon part. And Zach Wilson's probably exactly where he needs to be as a rookie.
Losing games.
Guys will have up and down years, and they may statistically look halfway decent. Joe Burrow, when he started a year ago, looked kind of bad when he started out. He got a feel, he kind of got going. Then he got injured. Justin Herbert, who won a big game this past weekend. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't win that game a year ago.
That's interesting.
Like, he couldn't win. It's almost impossible.
He didn't know enough.
He wasn't seasoned enough.
Yeah.
All this is just the This is preheating the oven. This is just putting the season on that big old brisket you're gonna smoke for the next.
Right.
It really is, and it's all of what makes it great.
Well, this is what
it's just a long, long process.
So Trevor Lawrence is also 0-3, and he has joined a group of two other quarterbacks in the history of first pick overall quarterbacks to throw for at least two interceptions all three of their first starts and lose all three of their first starts. Yeah. And in that company is Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame, and Peyton Manning, even more impressive Hall of Fame. Peyton Manning threw eight interceptions through his first three games as a starting quarterback.
If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, ask yourself this question. Would you be willing to go through this for this year and have Trevor Lawrence be a multi-Super Bowl-winning quarterback?
Of course, you take that 10 out of 10 times. Well,
right?
And
that's just how it is with these young quarterbacks. It's just, I mean, Troy Aikman just got abused his rookie year, and Peyton Manning was good, but he was terrible too at the same time.
Yeah.
None of this scares me. None of this bothers me. None of this, it doesn't even faze me. I actually was Zach Wilson. So if you want to talk about watching the NFL, I have not even had any interest in watching Zach Wilson.
Not because you don't want to follow it.
I just know it's like I will tune into Zach Wilson next year.
Because this year's a throwaway.
It's hilarious to me. It's like, and it's not that I don't.
Well, because
care.
All the Jets fans this week said it's another year, and we're never going to be good. We're awful. We're going to be terrible. We'll never be good. We're a cursed franchise.
Yeah,
that's what we got out of this weekend from Jets fans.
But they cannot expect after 3 weeks a rookie quarterback and a team that's not like. It's not like this team is full of
the rest
great
of the team's
talent.
Garbage, yeah.
Look, they're better off losing and getting a really nice draft pick, and they just get another guy, and they get another guy to get another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, maybe another quarterback. Hey, who knows?
Look at Cleveland, because I'll tell you a guy who's actually playing pretty good is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
We kind of wrote him off.
Everyone wrote him off, but all of a sudden you get Myles Garrett, and you start getting a couple of these. You get OBJ, and you get Jarvis Landry.
Yeah,
but and you start getting the pieces put together, and then all of a sudden, boom! It's just like it just happens. The magic happens, the spark happens, and then the confidence comes, and then you start learning how to win, and you start learning how to consistently win, and then you start learning how to win in the playoffs, and it's just a massive process, but. Jets fans, just unfortunately have never had enough. The Cleveland Browns were bad for a long, long time.
Let me play you a little something from this weekend. Taysom Hill got a touchdown rush. They've asked him to come in and basically do what he's been doing the last couple seasons. After the game, he was asked about, okay, so how have you felt going back into that role that you thought you were going to leave behind, you hoped to leave behind to be a starter? Here's what he had to say after the game with the Saints beating the Patriots at their place.
Your mindset when it was time to switch back to that, were you immediately willing to do whatever they asked of you? Was it tough to switch back into that mode?
I mean, yeah, I'd be lying if I I obviously I wanted to have the opportunity to play quarterback, but it wasn't my time, and so you got to find ways to help the team win, and so with that in mind, I was happy to step into a role that gave us an advantage and help us win, and it's been all go since then for sure.
It's never going to be his time to be a quarterback.
Uh-oh.
I hate to say it, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just too old. He really should feel fortunate and blessed to have the amazing career that he's having and will continue to have. I mean, he can be an impact player for the Saints for quite some time.
Right.
Can still kind of be that occasional starting quarterback for them, unless something just dramatic happens, like Jameis Winston, season-ending injury, and they're just absolutely forced to play Taysom Hill for a long period of time, and then maybe he does develop into that guy. Highly unlikely, but there's just certain throws you just can't make, and you got to be able to make all of them if you're going to live in the NFL.
Here was the big one from the weekend, though. Everybody was so excited about this play, and frankly, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, it's not music to the ears.
66-yard try. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good! Crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker! kicker with the longest field goal in NFL history. The hay is in the barn, and it's mayhem on the field.
The hay is in the barn, and the mayhem's in the field, as the call in,
you know,
WBAL.
For a long time, I didn't know what the hay in the barn meant.
You're from Springville? You don't want that? Like,
I know,
come on, man.
Because my basketball coach from Springville used to say, boys, the hay's in the barn.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Is that a good or bad
thing? Are we eating hay tonight? Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, well, Justin Tucker hits a 66-yard. Now you know what it means.
Yeah, it's like
I felt so bad for the Lions. Dan Campbell, there should have been a delay of game penalty, but it seems such a cheap thing because no one wanted to talk about the delay of game penalty because you got to see a 66-yard field goal get made in the most ridiculous fashion that you could make it, hitting off that crossbar and going through, and Detroit Lions fans just get their hearts ripped out again.
It's one of those dramatic moments. You know, you replay it in slow motion where it bounces up on the crossbar, and then what's it going to do? It's just floating in the air for what seems like minutes and hours, and the ball is just tilting and oscillating. And then it slowly goes down.
It was tough.
A field goal.
It was tough to watch. If
66
you were
66 yards is
pretty cool.
It's a bomb. It's,
and look, that's
it's
not like that's not in Denver.
No,
that's in Detroit.
Yeah,
indoors in the dome, and so you get no help from the wind. It's a legit 66 yarder. So let's take the break here. We'll come back. Our 2-minute drill's around the corner. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.